don't believe him, of this week's special guest star, Bill Leach, as the Naked Vicar.
But I don't want to be the Naked Vicar.
And finally, a special message to confused Virgin of Perth. No, 85 is not too old, but be warned, sailors are only after one thing, or the other.
Hello, Dolly, well, hello, Dolly, it's so nice to have
you. Well, hi there, and good morning, doll.
Morning, Bob.
Well, doll, who's our first contestant on the plate this morning?
A grapefruit, Bob.
It's a grapefruit. Let's hear it for the grapefruit customer. Well, it's good to have you on the plate, grapefruit. Don't be nervous now. I'm only going to eat you. And tell us, where does the grapefruit come from, doll?
From the fridge, Bob.
It came from the fridge. Let's hear it for the fridge. Fridge, doll.
Well, Bob, it's the famous 114 cubic foot Westinghouse, furnished throughout by Myers, with an Acme carport, and I find it very comfortable.
And of course, like all our fridges, it runs on beep beep. Okay, grapefruit. Here we go on the first big spoonful. No helping him now, customers. You're on your own now, grapefruit. Oh, doll, oh, customers, oh, grapefruit, do you know what you've won? You've won an all-expenses-paid trip by air to the trash can! Let's hear it for the trash can! Tell us all about the trash can, doll.
Well, Bob, it's sort of round and smelly.
And of course it runs on BP. Now, who's our next customer on the breakfast show, doll?
He's a male nurse, Bob.
He's a male nurse. Let's hear it for him, customers. And like all our male nurses, he runs on BP, don't you, friend?
So you just come along with me now.
Tell the customers all about the male nurse, doll.
Well, Bob, he's very big and hairy, and he's going to fit you with a special jacket.
Come along, sir.
It's a perfect fit. Let's hear it for the jacket. And like all our jackets...
Come along, sir.
It runs on BP.
Sir.
Bye-bye, customers. Bye-bye, doll.
Bye. Happy basket weaving, Bob.
And like all our baskets, it runs on BP.
Gather round your wireless gardeners. It's time for your gardening show of the year. Yes, it's time for Getting Rooted.
Hello, gardeners, and welcome to Getting Rooted. Needless to say, I'm very excited. Later this week, I have a special guest, South Australia's most experienced specialist on native shrubs. A sincere hello to you, Cecil Simpson.
Hello, Cyril. Hello, listeners.
Tell us, Cess, how are your azaleas hanging?
Loose, Cyril. Loose. I think I'll have to tighten me trellis.
How many shrubs are you nurturing this spring, Cess?
77, Cyril.
77, Cess? Heavens.
77, Cyril.
Cess, could you tell our Getting Rooted listeners what's the secret of your success with the natives?
It's very simple, Cyril. It's all in the way you grasp your secateurs.
Fascinating, Cess, but slipping your secateurs back in your socks for a second, perhaps we could move on to Correspondence Corner?
Certainly, Cyril. Our very first letter comes from Stanley Sangster of Silverdowns, who writes, when I've got her up on the hoist, should I grease the front nipples or concentrate on the sump?
Strange bit of correspondence, that.
Indeed, Cyril, far be it from us to sit in judgment. What happens in people's bedrooms is none of our concern.
I don't think you've grasped the significance of the query, to wit, a letter. It's a motor vehicle, Cess.
What's he doing with a car in his bedroom?
It's not in his bedroom, it's on his hoist.
Well, why has he got a hoist in his garden?
He hasn't got a hoist in his garden, Cess.
Well, why is he writing to us?
Well, how do I know, Cess? Maybe he's lonely.
I don't doubt it. The man's a fool. Why doesn't he write to his mother?
Because she doesn't know anything about motor cars. Stupid.
Neither do I.
He should write to Peter Werrett.
Who the bloody hell's Peter Werrett?
A very nice man. And watch your language. Getting Root, it's a family show.
Pig's bum, Cyril.
Touchdown, Tasmania.
Welcome to Tassie, white man.
Yes, the Emerald Isle, where every year visitors and locals alike gather together for the famous Tasmanian bridge dropping and last one in's a rotten egg festival. And as the visitors paddle past the gaily decorated salvage vessels, we see the equally colourful local natives swimming to work. And afterwards, relax in the cosmopolitan comfort of the world standard casino.
Money up or shut up, Miss Dams and Messieurs, bloody tourists.
Yes, wherever you go in this catastrophic world, you'll find Peter Malignant, the international passport to clinics the world over. Light up a malignant, you'll be so glad you did.
Short medical authorities warn that smoking stunts your growth.
And now, a word from the Australian Navy.
Rollicks.
Thank you.
And now, a word from the RSL.
War!
With whom?
Everybody!
But why?
Why not?
What do you do for a living?
Strangle chooks.
Why do you strangle chooks?
Because long-eared poofters run too fast.
And now, let's speak English. English.
Good morning, my friends. In our English lesson this morning, here is the sound of our first word. A cow.
Cow.
Let's use it in a sentence.
I go to work by cow. If you want to catch a cow, tell the taxi driver to take you to where the cows live. Now, our next word.
A toilet.
Toilet.
In a sentence, you would say, my family goes to the toilet on Sunday.
Tell the taxi driver to take your family to the toilet.
Or you can take a cow to the toilet.
Excuse me, here's the doctor.
No, lady, I'm a ballerina. Of course I am. Now, what do you want?
My husband. I've come to pick up my husband.
Is he in this hospital?
Well, I dropped him off here.
Name?
Higgins Roy, mister.
Harry, sling us the worksheet for Bay 4, will you? Time, mate. Let's see now. Yeah. Oh, look, you're a bit early, lady. They're still working on him.
Oh. What time will he be ready?
Monday morning, first thing, but give us a ring before you come, eh?
Oh, you said I could have him for the weekend.
Yeah, I know, but when we stripped him down, he was worse than we thought. You've been riding his clutch, haven't you?
Well, can't you just patch him up, you know, just for the weekend? I need him to mow the lawn.
Lady, in this condition, he'd pop another valve, let alone zip on his doodah.
They do anything for him.
Look, baby, give us a cow. I've got all me medics working overtime as it is. Besides, he's English, right?
Yes.
Well, there's another problem, you see. Parts.
Parts?
You can't get them. Galen's been out in the ute all day looking.
Oh. Does he really need new parts?
They've had the Roger, I'll tell you. I could, put the old ones back in, but you wouldn't be happy.
Oh, I was so looking forward to having him
home. Say no more. I'll tell you what I'll do. I can let you have one of our as-new reconditioned demonstrators to tide you over the weekend.
Demonstrator?
Yeah, a little Italian uni student. Got a touch of bronchitis, but he's still very nippy.
All right.
Good girl. Go to bay 10. Next!
I'm here for my son.
Little Italian uni student?
Si.
Sorry, Mama. We had to send him out for a valve grind, but I can let you have a slightly worn Englishman just for the weekend, like.
Thank you.
My pleasure, but go easy on his parts. Next! Ladies and gentlemen, the man and the voice, Doug Parkinson.
What can I do? Well,
In a statement to the press today, a spokesman for the police force said...
I categorically deny saying that because of inflation, our bribes are going up 30%. They're going up 100%.
Word number three is... refrigerator.
Refrigerator.
In a sentence...
Maria, may I twinkle in your refrigerator?
Meanwhile, in a place not far from there... Mount Isa.
Joylee!
Carlene!
Quack, quack.
What's that?
It's a duck.
What's his name?
Dennis.
Quack.
Dennis the duck, what a lovely name.
Quack, quack, quack.
Oh,
stop it, Dennis.
Quack, 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 quack.
What's the duck for?
My new act.
Really?
Yes.
What does he do?
He jumps.
A jumping duck, really?
Yes.
Quack, quack, quack.
Stop it, Dennis, you'll go blind.
Quack. He's a bit randy, isn't he?
Yeah, but he jumps good.
What, through a hoop?
No, a trampoline.
How do you make a duck jump on a trampoline?
Put 240 volts through it, of course.
Of course, but why a duck?
Because the cow break its leg, of course.
Oh, of course.
Quack, quack, quack.
Stop it, Dennis, you randy little poof.
Meanwhile, in Broken Hill...
G'day, Ralph. What's that you got there?
It's a duck.
Quack, quack.
What's his name?
Gerald.
Quack, quack.
Stop it, Gerald.
Quack.
What have you got him for?
Pig hunting.
A pig hunting duck?
Wow.
Quack.
Gerald, get off me boot, you randy little poof.
And now, a message from the country party.
Good evening, madame. You have a reservation?
A wee, Garcon. Earn table a la group booking for Fit Right Fashions.
Please away, madame.
Come on, girls, over here. Qu'est-ce que say your name, Garcon?
My name is Pierre, madame.
Oh, nice to meet you, Pierre. Girls, this is Pierre. He's Italian. Pierre, this is Joylene, Gaylene, Raylene, Carlene, Nolene, Pauline, Maureen, Noreen, Aileen, Eileen, Lurleen, Doreen, Maybelline, Marlene, and my name's Kay.
Is that all?
Narelle's got the mumps.
Sad. No, perhaps some wine.
Oh, leave this to me, girls. I know exactly what I want. I've forgotten the name of it, but I'd know it if I heard it, but it's a sparkling one.
Champagne?
Champagne? Could be. How much?
$8.
No, that's not the one.
Perhaps a carbonated Riesling.
How much?
$4.
No, that's not it.
Well, I have a blue sparkling sapphire cold duck peppermint wine.
Sounds lovely.
$3?
That's not it.
How about a Kunawara raspberry ruby fizz at $2?
No.
A sparkling pink rhubarb spumante at $1.50?
No.
Madame, all I have left is a carbonated sparkling methylated spirits at 50 cents.
That's the one. Give us a drum of that, dear, and 15 glasses.
Madame.
Oh, you'll love this one, girls, but no smoking.
Welcome to day one of the Duck Obedience Class.
Quack.
Lesson one, love your duck.
Quack, quack.
But first you must gain your duck's respect. We do this in the following manner. One, raise your ducks above your head.
Quack, 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 quack.
Very good, very good. Steady there, number two. Right, hurl him to the ground. Good, good, good. You will notice that ducks always stand on their feet. Eventually.
Quack.
If you look closely, you will see that your duck is looking at you with a newfound respect.
Quack. Quack.
This exercise should be repeated 4 times a day, preferably when the duck is least expecting it. You will find very soon that your duck is always looking over his shoulder for you. Got it, Gerald? Now, lesson two, tap dancing for ducks. Your duck is a natural tap dancer, but he does need some encouragement.
Quack, quack.
On the command, load, load your weapon, load! Music!
Number four is horse.
Horse.
In a sentence.
No, I won't come to the hotel today, Bluey. Anya and I are going to the park to listen to the horses singing in the trees.
Ladies and gentlemen, here's the lovely voice of Christy Lane.
a day makes 24 little hours from the sun and the flowers where there used to be rain. My yesterday was blue, dear. Today I'm a part of you, dear. There's a rainbow before me. Skies above can be stormy. Since that moment of bliss, that thrilling kiss, it's in love with you. Find romance on your menu. What a difference a day makes, and the difference is you.
What is this man doing? He is blowing his ferret.
Ferret.
Or, used in another sentence, you would say...
May I have a tissue, Gloria? I need to wipe my ferret.
Welcome to Glitter Time, where we look behind the tinsel to the heartbeat of the silver screen. My name's Peter Mascara. And my first guest today is famous Hollywood producer Daryl F. Flashback. Hello, Daryl.
Wonderful to be here, Peter.
My first question, Daryl.
Yes, Peter.
How do you like Australia?
You've got a great little country here, Pete.
Oh, thank you, Daryl. We like it. Now, about your picture.
You mean Hello, Bobby?
Yes. Tell me, what made you decide to make a musical of the life of Sir Robert Menzies?
Essentially, Peter, what drew me to the man was his natural rhythm.
Rhythm, Daryl?
Sir Robert was always a damn fine dancer.
There has been some criticism of your casting of the title role.
Oh, that's just plain prejudice, Peter. Harry Belafonte is a fine actor. He, too, has natural rhythm.
Indeed. I thought the role of Dame Patty was an inspired piece of casting.
Well, Peter, they all said Yvonne Goolagong couldn't sing. And they were wrong. Why, that little girl is going to sing and dance her way into the hearts of millions.
I particularly like the final scene on Ayers Rock.
One of the great scenes, Peter.
Is it symbolic?
I'm glad you asked me that question. We wanted to symbolize Sir Robert's deep emotional involvement with, Australia.
And so that's why you cut Ayers Rock into the shape of a heart.
We sort of blast it into shape, Pete. Got some damn hard rock there, boy.
I found the scene deeply moving. Perhaps you could describe it to the viewers while we run the picture.
Well, here you see Harry and Yvonne as Sir Robert and Dame Patty in their big tap dance number, The Musical Tennis Match. That's Sir Robert Hulman in the kangaroo suit.
I thought it was Joan Sutherland.
Oh, no, she's the emu on the left.
Oh, of course, the chin.
Anyway, as the camera keeps pulling out, we see the Australian army dressed as aboriginals waving their bows and arrows at the Premier of Queensland.
One of the many interesting cameo roles in the picture.
Right. A lot of people said Idi Amin could never do an Australian accent, but what the hell? Idi Amin is not playing an Australian. He's playing a Queenslander.
Oh, here it is. My favorite bit.
The Canberra chorus line? Yes. Why, those politicians sure had a ball doing the high kick. There's the Governor General playing God there. That's Margaret Whitlam playing the banjo. And here's the entire Australian Air Force. Don't they both look wonderful?
I love the way the sun glints off their propellers.
The HMAS Melbourne crashes into the rock, we freeze the picture and throw up the end title again.
Absolutely super. It must have been awfully expensive.
Oh, $20 million.
Who financed it? The Arabs?
No, Pete, we got an Arts Council grant.
Word number six. Chicken.
Chicken.
In a sentence, you would say...
Evel Knievel is a brave man. He sits on his chicken and jumps it over buses.
And now, an important word from the vice squad.
Vibrator.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Well, tonight, as you can see, our show is coming to you live from the heart of the Botanic Gardens. And behind this door, cubicle 3, unaware that we're here, is the famous Mrs. Beryl Hum. Well, here we go.
Just a minute. Just a minute. There you are.
Mrs. Beryl Hum, this is your life.
Well, bugger me.
Surprised, Beryl?
Yeah, a bit.
Beryl Hum, you were born in 1938.
39.
The first.
The second.
Daughter of Mary.
Margaret.
And Gerald.
Harry.
Blackett. You were brought up on a dairy farm.
A pub.
In Mudgee.
Newtown.
You live a happy, contented life until age 16.
17.
When on the school bus.
Manly Ferry.
A strange incident occurs that changes your life.
Oh, God, not...
Yes, from cubicle 4, the Manly Flasher.
Hello, Bert.
Well, Bert, thanks for being part of Beryl's life tonight, and a special thank you to Prison Officer Scruggs for bringing you here. Well, now, Beryl, things don't go too well for you and Bert, and just 2 weeks after that first surprising meeting, the marriage dissolves, leaving a permanent scar.
I got the bludger with the hedge clippers.
Soon, you're back among your old friends.
You ask anyone in Redfern. Beryl was a real angel through and through to all the boys.
Pig face.
Yes, from Redfern, the entire chapter of the Hell's Angels, and their leader, Pig Face Moran.
Oh, ripper, real ripper.
But that's not all, Beryl. Here to share your special night are, in cubicles 9 through 27, the Vice Squad.
And I paid you bludgers yesterday.
And your business partners, the Gaming Squad.
Bob, I thought you were dead.
Nah, I missed.
And just to cap the evening off, in cubicles 28, 29 and 30, all of your husbands. Yes, for the first time on any television show, 3 ex-police commissioners.
No, love, South America.
That's right, Beryl. We extradited them from Brazil specially for the show. And not forgetting your old and very close friends, the Australian Army.
See you Saturday morning, fellas.
The Navy.
Saturday Arvo, fellas.
The Air Force.
Saturday night.
The Mormon Tabernacle Choir.
There you go. Sunday's my day off.
And your childhood playmate, the Pope.
G'day, Graham.
The thing is, surprise of all. And worldwide television first, just for you, Beryl Hump, and of course for our ratings, the greatest scoop of all time, The Second Coming! Yes, Beryl Hump, this is your life. And so, this is Mike What's-His-Name coming to you live from the ladies' toilet, saying, good night, Australia! The Naked Vicar Show, starring the gorgeous Ross Higgins, the lovely Nolene Brown, and the, well, you know how it is, Kev Goldsby. The hairy gentlemen who play for their instruments are sometimes called the Double J Showman. And the musical director is Mike Spaghetti. Noises and Other Sounds by John McGraw, Ron Windman, and Steve Collins. Hopefully, this show was recorded by Mike Byrne and Keith Walker, and sort of written by Gary Riley and Tony Sattler. David Ives gave up his paper round to be executive producer. The Naked Vicar Show is an RS Double J production.
Quack, quack.